Good morning and welcome to Radiate Positivity. So this week we've addressed kind of this problem of if we don't have a decision-making process in place, we might end up not making a decision, which can pull us away from our goals or what we're trying to achieve. And then yesterday we talked about this possibility of, well, what if we put a default system in place, a default decision for a specific scenario in place, that whenever we have to make a decision but we can't make a decision, we just default to the decision that we agreed with ourselves on. So for example, we've talked about working out, and so if you have too many options to work out or too many things or different ways that you want to work out, you might end up not choosing any of them because it's so overwhelming. But if you had a default decision in place that said, okay, regardless of how I feel today, regardless of what I can work out, what options I have, I'm at least gonna go on a walk if I can't make a decision on anything else. And so what that does, that takes a step forward and allows us to get closer to achieve our goals. And so today I wanna talk to you about the path forward. How do we do this? And so what I want to encourage you to do and challenge you to do is look at a specific area in your life where you struggle with indecision. See if you can put a default system in place for that specific decision. So it's going to take a little bit of intentionality of, okay, where do I typically struggle with indecision? Okay, here it is. Can I put a default system in place so that whenever I'm faced with this indecision again, I can just go back, and instead of not making a decision, I can make the default decision that might still make, help me get one step closer to what I desire to achieve, instead of not making a decision at all and falling back. And so I just wanted to encourage you to look at that path forward today. So go out and radiate positivity, have an awesome day, and we'll talk soon.